presentation for Judy, J-U-D-Y, Knapp, K-N-A-P-P. October 22nd, 47, addresses a letter, Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Mrs. Knapp, advanced renal failure. Diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July, some sinus problems, no hospital visits, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine. Stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain, syncope, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric HCTC lisinopril. Blood pressure at home in the hundreds over 50s, here 140 over 70. No localized RALS. No tachypnea. No pericardial RAP. There is a systolic murmur and JBD. Obesity, abdomen, no ascites. Today, no gross edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry from October, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline. Low sodium, 134, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, present GFR 29 to stage 4, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. Diabetes, 7.6. Malanemia 12.7, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, blood pressure in the office higher than at home, but not severely elevated. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Watch on the low sodium, watch on the fluid intake. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or phosphorus binders. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. We will do it for hemoglobin less than 10. Come back in 4 to 6 months or early as needed.